From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. At the White House today, President Bush met with Viktor Yushchenko, the president of Ukraine. Yushchenko was elected in December after crowds took to the streets of Kiev demanding that an earlier fraudulent vote be set aside. President Bush uses Yushchenko's victory as an example when he speaks of spreading democracy. But today's conversation quickly turned to the challenge of securing democracy in Iraq. Ukraine is set to pull its troops out of the U.S.-led coalition there. NPR's David Green has the story from the White House.
President Bush talks often about supporting leaders who fight for democracy. Today, he unrolled the red carpet for one, Ukraine's President Viktor Yushchenko. It was a powerful moment in the ornate East Room as Mr. Bush stood next to Yushchenko. Nobody in the room needed a reminder of what he went through to come to power. Last fall, he was poisoned by dioxin, which Yushchenko says political opponents had placed in his food. The poison left his face looking charred and deformed. Speaking through an interpreter, Yushchenko said his country had rampant corruption and a poor record on human rights, but that he's happy to make a fresh start now with American support.
It is very important, Mr. President, to feel that we have partners standing by, that we are not left in solitude in coping with these troubles. Our conversation began with my saying that, for Ukraine, it was a very long road to the Oval Office.
In addition to the East Room ceremony, Mr. Bush met with Yushchenko, had lunch with him, talked to reporters with him, and posed for photos with Yushchenko and his wife. But there was more than show. Mr. Bush also said he would support Ukraine for membership in the World Trade Organization and for participation in the European Union and NATO. He said he was heartened when he watched the protests in Kiev that swept Yushchenko to power, sometimes called the Orange Revolution for the color worn by Yushchenko's supporters.
I was impressed. I know millions of my fellow citizens were impressed by the brave citizens who gathered in Kiev's Independence Square and rightly demanded that their voices be heard. It's an impressive moment, Mr. President, and an important moment. I've oftentimes told our fellow citizens that the world is changing, freedom is spreading, and I use the Ukraine as an example, along with Afghanistan and Iraq, about a changing world, a world, by the way, changing for the better.
But there was one change to deal with today that Mr. Bush was not so pleased about. Mr. Yushchenko is honoring his campaign pledge to withdraw Ukrainian troops from Iraq. The burden on American forces there is growing because other countries are pulling out. Italy and Spain have said they're leaving, and Mr. Yushchenko has confirmed that his country will follow suit. Standing next to Mr. Bush, Yushchenko praised Ukrainian troops for what they've done.
Over the short period of time that our military contingent has been deployed there, we have retrained 3 battalions of the National Armed Forces of Iraq, 2 companies.
Mr. Bush said he understands Yushchenko's decision and knows he made a promise to voters that he would pull out. But the president defended his own commitment to keep American forces there and his decision to invade Iraq in the first place.
And so not only was the action worth it, the action is worth it to make sure that democracy exists. And because democracies will yield peace, and that's what we want.
Mr. Bush has said American troops will stay until it's clear Iraqis can keep their own nation secure. David Green, NPR News, The White House.